USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Republicans and Democrats not seeing eye to eye on President Biden's massive spending program, President Biden canceled a Wednesday trip to Chicago so he could talk to Democrats on the fence with the issue. As the country is poised to default on our loans if the debt ceiling is not raised this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday.
It is imperative that Congress address the debt limit. If not, our current estimate is that Treasury will likely exhaust its extraordinary measures by October 18th. At that point, we expect Treasury would be left with very limited resources that would be depleted quickly. America would default for the first time in history. The full faith and credit of the United States would be impaired, and our country would likely face a financial crisis and economic recession as a result.
We are USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As America is dangerously close to defaulting on our $28-plus trillion debt this week, lawmakers are divided on the massive spending bill being proposed by Democrats in a partisan push. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The price tag of the proposed $3.5 trillion reconciliation spending bill will likely come down this week through compromise, but paying for it will still crush our economy. Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania, told Newsmax on Monday.
Small business, Rob, is going to go up a legitimate 15% for so many small businesses throughout my district and throughout America, crushing their ability to be competitive.
Yeah.
As well as other taxes that will only affect families and enormously increase inflation.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
With all the partisan politics in Washington, D.C., how are things going to be settled? How about a congressional baseball game? The Democrats versus the Republicans baseball game will face off tonight on Washington Nationals home field. Republican Congressman Roger Williams from Texas tells Fox News it's all about the fundamentals as they raise money for charity. That and Republicans need to start winning these games.
That's not true. We won, I think, 3 years ago. You know, Congressman Rooney hit a line shot down the right field line in the bottom of the ninth, and we won it. But we need to win more, and we're going to start tonight by winning more. I can look back, I can look at them, and I can see 40 or 50 years ago how good an athlete they were. You know,
yeah.
They move a little slower, a little stiffer. But this is a big game, and everybody's excited. Baseball is a big deal to me. I've played at TCU,
yeah,
and then played in Atlanta Braves organization, and have owned baseball teams and so forth. So football's a big part of my life.
Politics will always be a part of the congressional world, as Representative Williams talks about the massive spending bills facing Washington.
Well, I don't know. I hope it doesn't pass. It's probably the worst legislation we've seen. This is not good for our country. It's not good for business, and it's just not good for the direction we want to take it. Well, I think we're going to throw strikes.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the ball in front of us. We're going to hit the cutoff man. We're going to put the ball in play.
That's
and if
good.
We do all that, we're going to win.
The first congressional baseball game was played in 1909. Storms on the planet Jupiter can last for years, even centuries. NASA reported this week the Great Red Spot has increased wind speed 8% over the last 11 years. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.